Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 264. My PS3 has that gray skin on it, like Father Time. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech ads, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to yet another new episode of our podcast. Hope you had a good week. We had a good one.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, the weather actually, you know, cooperated with us as far as getting some things done.
No, it's just, it's fall time now. It's fall time in Esh. No, it is.
Well, now, officially, yes.
Yes.
But before, it wasn't officially yet.
Right.
As far as the week that we're talking about.
And it's great New England weather. I love this time of year.
I do actually enjoy the fall. I don't enjoy the winter.
The changing color of the leaves.
Yes, that's good stuff.
I don't like when my car slips on them and I nearly die. But
yeah, that's typically the suck. I was informed the other day, however, when I was mentioning how much I like leaf changing and actually going and watching that, that it's not... leaf viewing, it's leaf peeping.
Leaf peeping.
Yeah. You're a peeping Tom on the leaves. Leaf peeping.
You're watching them change.
Exactly.
So they're like, see? Naked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Leaf peeping for the win. High five. All right, so enough of that foolishness. On to more foolishness, but focused foolishness.
Really?
Yes. Well, somewhat focused.
Did you not get that joke?
No.
Because you were focused on, and I was like, really? Because obviously I'm not focused because I had to ask you, really? So it was like a funny off under the joke joke. Like a,
it was a little too
like
far
a pacing
under
the joke.
It was kind of...
I'm going to try those all show.
You need to like copy and paste that at a higher level. But we've got anime and we've got game stuff to talk about this week.
And some gadgets.
And gadgets! Because we haven't really done gadgets in a while.
Well, that's because, one, I am broke, and
right.
You are only going to be broke in this next month.
I am already broke for November. It is broke bitch November, because I'm broke.
Wait, we're going in October.
I know, but I'm saying next month, because, see, we're in October. I'm not broke this month. I'm going to be broke November. And the reason I'm going to be broke in November, as I've mentioned before, holiday this year is ridiculous.
For those who have money.
And for those who don't have money, because you were
no, we were broke before the holiday.
I know, but you still know it's happening. You still know it's dropping, and you know you're not getting it.
Now you know what else is dropping in the lovely month of October?
A deuce? No, what?
Eshmom's beating.
I know
the big 6-0.
Ah, you put her on blast.
Yes, I did.
That was Pandalicious saying that. By
she
the way,
she doesn't listen to the show.
I know, but she might accidentally have it loaded on her phone.
No, no, she won't. Don't you dare.
But yeah, Esh Mom's big birthday.
And Esh Aunt, since they're twins.
Yeah, big birthday. We're gonna have to do something awesome.
If you divide them in half, they're both 30.
I think I'm gonna get her own Crunchyroll subscription.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Because she's eating up K-dramas on mine. I keep getting emails from Crunchyroll like, you just got a new thing. I'm like, oh, I got a new badge.
I hate that my recently watched and all of my referrals now on Netflix are something Korean.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Esh Mom.
But I'm like, or recently watched, I'm like, I have not watched Boys Over the Flowers in the last 2 weeks.
But Esh Mom has.
Esh Mom has been.
Because Esh Mom is...
A fangirl now.
Dude, now you know where you get it from. Now you know where it comes from.
We just needed something to
bring it out, and we finally found
act
it.
Act it out, and
yeah,
here it is, Koreans.
So, video games, anime, you know, gadgets. Let's start with the game stuff, all right? That way we can knock it out pretty quickly, and we can hopefully have enough time to actually get to the gadgets, which is actually video game related.
I think the gadgets should come after we do the game thing.
All right, fine. We can do that. You know why? Because we're flexible.
I know I am.
Yeah, boy. So
you saw?
You saw that leg. I saw it. I know how flexible you are.
Yeah, yeah. And I can do that stripper move now.
I'm also I also have the flexibility as you saw.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we're naturally flexible. Flexible.
We're flexible people. So we've talked about it a couple of times here and there, but we really haven't been very focused. This time we're going to focus a little bit because, as I mentioned, holiday is right around the corner.
Ho, and, ho, ho, bitch.
And while I did say, and I've called November, broke bitch November.
Broke ho November.
All right? It is definitely...
Like, gone till November?
Seriously. Think about it. All right? You got...
Gone after November.
Uncharted 3, which we really haven't spent a lot of time on.
You don't play your PS3.
I know, but I will for Uncharted. I fucking love.
See, so, once again, guys, as an update, PS3 still has not been turned on, but will be turned on.
I have so many updates to do.
For the period of Uncharted 3.
Yep.
And then she'll shut it back off.
Yep.
And not touch it. Again.
Look, I admit it. I have become an Xbox junkie. Okay? I didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, you remember when I kind of thought it was going to happen because you've never been a big supporter of Sony.
I know, but Sony was my console of choice. Like, you couldn't talk to me. My PS2, even my PS1 beat my Nintendo systems, which is why, you know, I had a GameCube, but really the only thing I played on my GameCube was
Luigi's Mansion?
No, I didn't finish Luigi's Mansion. PN03, which I loved, and I still have the disc. Not that I plan on putting it in my Wii, because I really don't trust putting GameCube.
They're so little, so I'm worried they get
in
stuck.
In a slot loading, exactly. And so I'm not...
unless it was a little mini loader, but that would make...
There's no mini loader for it, so I'm hesitant to put a GameCube game in there. But I still have my games that I played like crazy on my GameCube, which is PN03, which I absolutely loved. I think I even brought it over one time so you could see it, because it was the chick with the armor that changes color and you get different abilities when you do it.
Yep.
Kind of reminded me of a Metroid, but not exactly.
Yep.
So I played that, and I played, Animal Crossing. I had a, Game Boy Advance. I had a, Game Boy SP. I still have my SP because it's the one that looks like the throwback, Nintendo console. So I still have it. I don't use it, but, it's what I have to play my old school games like Paperboy and Tetris, because I still have my original Tetris cartridge. So it's funny for me now to be like all Xbox. Like, if unless it is a exclusive to the console, if it's a game that comes out on all platforms, I always want to have it on my Xbox because I do my multiplayer on my Xbox when I do multiplayer.
See, but that I think also calls into question the game, though. If it's one of those games that can be cross-platform, like for me, I only have one game that I have for both consoles. But I mean, I've been known to buy it for both if I feel the game is worth it to me.
Yeah, see, I have not found a game yet that's worth having on two consoles.
Well, I've got friends on both sides, on Team PSN and Team XBLA.
I have almost everyone that I actually will play with, enjoy playing with, that are friends.
We need to get you some more friends.
I know, I don't have enough.
Especially
friends.
For Gears 3, because I can't carry you much longer. I'm
what the hell do you mean carry me?
We are two trains passing.
What do you mean carry? We've played a total of how many times together? Yeah. Say it out loud.
Four.
Well, maybe how is that carrying?
Wait.
Four times.
Four times. With other people or with you and just you and me?
Okay, with just you and me...
There's been more than four.
Squeeze me?
Yeah.
You abandoned me after three.
I did not abandon
you. Yes, you did. You're like, you're going to watch this. I'm going to answer your questions, and then I'm out.
It was like nighttime. That's my sleepy time.
Okay, so that was the first time you and I
abandoned is not the right word.
Okay.
And I told her, abandoning, you don't say nothing, and you just disappear in the night. I told you what the objective was. Objective was met.
So you left me.
You
left me. Alright, so that was one time that we played just you and I.
Yeah. Yep.
And the next time, just you and I?
Wasn't it soon after that?
No, it wasn't. We set up a date and guess who left?
Did I leave?
Yeah, when? You went out to go be with your IRL people.
You know, I do have some.
I know, but we had a play date first. But then you went out. And it's cool. It's cool and all, but... You see how many fingers I have up? Still? because we set another date, another time, and then, oh, you were in with a bunch of other people, and I got invited in to go to do that instead.
Wait a minute, last night, dude, wait.
I wasn't trying to call out dates. I'm just saying.
Wait, no,
so you see how many fingers we have?
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. That was fun. That was
fun. We have jumped into four people campaigns, and I'm trying to get shit done.
Dude,
you.
I'm not hating. You asked the question. How many times has it been just you and I?
Okay. All right.
It's been.
All right. One.
Okay. Now, how many times has it been four player?
A lot more than that.
Yes. By three. Four.
No.
Yes. That's why my ranking still sucks.
No, but that's not. That's not why your ranking sucks.
Well,
yes. The reason why your ranking sucks.
I know. It's because I've been playing mostly on casual.
Yes.
But I moved up. If you noticed last night, I moved up. I'm on normal now.
Yeah, well, you should have been doing that from stage one because the fact that you're not even in double digits yet.
I'm working on that. That'll happen today. Anyway, getting past the gears thing, back to what we were talking about.
Sorry.
I'm all on Xbox because everyone that I play with, everybody that I enjoy playing with, for the most part, they're on Xbox because that's where multiplayer is for the games that they enjoy.
Well, we already knew that Xbox has always done better
community. Yeah, they have. I mean, they've just locked
outreach.
It up. So, for me, when I'm looking at games, if there's a multiplayer component and it exists on all platforms, I'm going to be picking it up on my Xbox. Unless it is an exclusive to PS3. Like God of War. And like Uncharted, which I'm really looking forward to. You know, we've said this before. We'll say it again. We have nothing but respect for Naughty Dog. Alright? They do great things. They tell a great story. They have phenomenal visuals. And, you know, the gameplay is solid.
Yes.
Okay? It's not stellar, but it's solid. And so you have an enjoyable experience.
Do you even know a PS3 game that has stellar mechanics? Can you name one PS3 game that...
PS3 exclusive?
Yeah.
No.
Since we're playing it. So then in that case, can't we even make the state the claim that maybe Uncharted has that?
I mean, we could. I mean, don't get me wrong. Uncharted 3 is the reason why I will be turning on...
You might want to
my
dust
PS3.
It because it's kind of got that
dude,
gray,
I'm taking it out.
Chrome
yeah, it does.
Skin
I know
on
it
right
looks,
now.
It's got that gray skin on it right now. It
looks like Father Time.
It does. It's so bad. But seriously, Uncharted 3 will be the reason that I turn on my PS3.
Okay.
It drops on November 1st. It is the continuation of the Nathan Drake saga. I am so excited for this game. I will say that I'm as excited for Uncharted 3 as I was for Gears 3. And that's a lot of excitement. Mostly because I really enjoy the story. I love where 2 left off. I'm really invested in the characters. And, you know, everything that we saw at E3, it just looks like more of the same, but with a little bit better. And you know what? I'm down for that.
And, I mean, I don't know who I heard this from. But I think they were reading off of something straight from Naughty Dog themselves, and I think it was on their Twitter that they mentioned that they are not afraid to kill a main character, like they're not afraid to do it, which makes me wonder. It's like, so are we gonna kill somebody, like someone really important, Drake?
Here's the thing: I don't think that they'll kill off Drake. Okay, but think about it. There's a lot of people that you can kill. You can kill the blonde chick.
No.
Yes, you could.
She's not a true main character. She's
dude,
no.
But she might be in 3.
No.
She may have a bigger role. They could kill Chloe.
Don't get me wrong, Claudia Black, I love you and your work. But they gave her so much booty.
You're still stuck on the duck walk.
The duck walk.
Wow.
And not even a walk, it was more of a run. When she ran, she waddled like a duck. It was the duck run.
I didn't really watch her run.
I did because I could not stop looking at her ass.
Well,
which is the point. But,
right,
no,
right,
can't do that either. I think, honestly, to really kind of hone that in, they would have
or
to
the
really...
Or the dude. Or Max.
He's already old. He's on his way out anyway, the old dude.
But I'm just saying, he's been down.
What's going to happen is Drake's got to go through whatever the deception is. Because remember, the third one is Drake's, you know, deception.
I know. And
so
the deception could be on Max's part.
Or maybe Drake. Maybe Drake is going to turn out to be a dick in the end. Run off with whatever. And you find out whatever he stole has got a curse on it that makes him super fat. And then he dies of obesity in America.
I don't think that's a story that Naughty Dog will want.
I don't know. ready to tell the truth.
I don't think that they're ready for that truth.
Maybe not, but...
I don't think that, no.
But oh, I honestly think if... I mean, I'm not saying that Naughty Dog doesn't have balls, because the whole company has a lot of balls. I think
they would have a hard time, you know, unless they were completely walking away from the franchise, which, with a franchise that's that successful...
There's only so many of these games that you can make.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, there's only so many of these games you can make.
Oh, wait. All right, there... If you look at the whole chain of Tomb Raider games, including the remake, which we're all excited about, the young Lara Croft...
But that's a prequel. Right. We're going back.
Right. But when you look at the whole arc of Tomb Raider games, really, and we're talking, what, 12 maybe total? From PC beginnings all the way up. And I'm including all the reboots where they, you know, brought it back onto the console.
Why would you do that?
Because they're a Tomb Raider game, right? So we're looking at the entire arc of the franchise, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got 10 or 12 games total. Really? 2 sucked. Like, ass out loud. Like, that's the sound of it sucking.
That's a powerful suck.
I'm not saying anything. But really,
like our Auric.
Stop it.
Our Dyson.
Nothing sucks like an Electrolux. That was actually their slogan. I'm not making it up.
Don't put your dick in it.
Don't. Do not. But seriously, over the arc of the franchise, really we can say, like, out loud, 2 of them sucked.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah.
Out of 12. That's a hell of a ratio. Okay? And that's why the franchise still exists. That's why IDOS still exists. Okay, it's because of that
one-trick pony.
You can call it one-trick pony, but hey, if that pony's still performing and winning prizes, you enter that bitch into the competition. So what I'm saying...
And then when you kill it, you make prize-winning glue.
Yes, Elmer's. Anyway, what I'm saying is, I can't imagine, unless they were completely walking away from the franchise, Naughty Dog killing off Drake. I can't see that happening.
I don't know. I think it might be. It would be an interesting
cliffhanger. I think it would be an interesting cliffhanger to make it look like they killed him off.
No, I think it'd be interesting if they did kill him. Because, I mean, in that case, then we know where the timeline ends in that. But then they could do prequels before we know him as, you know...
I don't think that the community always wants a prequel. I mean, look how long we had to go in the Tomb Raider, for example... Before anybody really actually was like,
It's because they couldn't think of what other hidden treasure this bitch could possibly know about, research about, and possibly find a clue to lead to it.
Here's my thing. I don't want the evolution to
be... my mom might be part of mythology now?
I don't want the Star Trek effect. The Star Wars effect, alright? I don't want to do 3, 4, well, 5, then and then go back from 1, 2,
don't
and 3.
Don't let Lucas touch it.
Or Spielberg.
Or them together.
But seriously, gaming world, I don't want to do the middle of the story and then, you know, for the natural progression be, okay, now let's go back and tell you how we got to this person's
like, let's Tarantino it. We're going to show you the end and then show you the really, 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 really beginning and then drop in the middle where you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want that in my video games. I don't always enjoy that in my movies. So I don't want... that to be what happens as the norm for the action genre. Because that gets boring.
I don't know. They have to do something pretty big. Because, I mean, Gears of War, obviously, they weren't afraid to kill off a main character. Granted, it wasn't the most badass character because he was already kind of, you know, slicing his wrists in public, you know, behind... Well, actually, not in public, but more...
Here's the thing.
He was slicing his wrists mentally while growing those radishes.
When you think about who died in Gears, it makes sense. Okay? But... we're not going back to the beginning of Gears.
We don't know that they might not do that, but I think Gears is the type of game where that would be okay. Because they always talk about the Pendulum Wars, but we never saw them. We have no idea what shit went down.
I think that could be cool in those wars. Again, for Gears, but Gears is more of a shooter action, not an action platformer.
I would love to see Drake actually fail at climbing. I would like to see, like, baby Drake learning how to get kung fu grip hands. Spider-Man baby hands. Drake. Like, I'd love that to be his ability called Spider-Man hands. Drake,
you want to play Uncharted Babies?
Imagine Uncharted Babies. No, because, I'm sorry, but going through the game, I was like, no, man. can climb like that. I'm like, ooh, that.
Does he have a little monkey in him?
I think so, because I'm like, that's a really small area for your hand, and that's going to hold your entire body, Drake. I mean, you're not fat, but I mean, you're a man with.
He's got amazing upper body.
He's like kung fu. Like, I don't know if I'd want him to hold a baby with those hands. So, because we know like he can hang off of shit. He'd like rip off baby parts, and you know, I don't know if I'd want to go out to dinner with him. He'd be breaking wine glasses and shit.
Grant's yeah, you would have to take him to like a Sonic or something where you get styrofoam cups.
Even then, I don't think I'd want him to open the car door. He would like rip it off the hinge and hang on it.
He's like, I'm just training.
He's like, you don't really know, but I'm being followed because I have this blue goop that they thought was a gem, but it's not. But it's gonna make me a super awesome badass. But yeah, so we might want to grab something like from Taco Bell or something because we gotta go.
You don't understand.
We gotta hit the fourth meal because we got shit to do.
Oh my god, that's funny. But I don't want for my action genres for the formula to be. We do the middle of the story, then we stop. If we still have power in the franchise, we go back and we explain how we got to the middle of the story to begin with. I don't want that to be...
I don't think that's how it happens, the process. I think they stick with a story, but if the story leads to a lot of past exposition that allows them to make a prequel, when everything that's available allows for a prequel to happen and to make the prequel good, I think that's what greenlights prequels.
I think that's what should greenlight prequels. What I'm seeing happening... over and over now is the, hey, people bought into the franchise, cool, alright, let's go back and explain how we got here. People, let's figure it out, and that'll be the next three games that we do. And I don't always need to know the origin story. I don't always need to go through those details if I'm already invested.
I mean, like God of War, would you like to see Kratos get fooled by Ares and have that?
You got Chains of Olympus.
Is that what happened? I didn't play it. Is that what happened? Did we see that? Guys out there, did we see that? Oh, okay. All right, backtrack. All right, I'm an idiot.
And that's actually coming to, if it's not already, I can't remember. I know it's on the email, but they're bringing Chains of Olympus to the PSN to PS3, and you basically get to see Kratos become Kratos the whole.
Oh, I killed my wife and kid. Damn.
Oops. You know, so... But again, I didn't finish Chains of Olympus because I didn't want that. I already had an established point where I got to know Kratos and went through his story. What I really wanted to see as a next game is what happened after he fell off that cliff again, because it seems like in every freaking God of War game, it ends with Kratos going off a cliff.
I think that's metaphorical.
I think it is too, but it's still Kratos off a cliff. Okay?
It's now, him falling from humanity into whatever he was at the start of God of War, and then him falling into this new role as an actual god, and then him falling into, I don't know,
exactly. And I don't know what the...
I don't know what he's
talking
about.
He had a hole in him that had to have been, like, a foot and a half long.
I think longer than that.
Because he got, you know, stabbed with the...
I mean, how many more gods and, like,
well,
other
thing
gods
is,
can...
I mean, you,
unless he fell into Norse mythology now,
well,
and now he's dealing with
out all of the Greek gods... I mean, really, only Athena
was left. And that's essentially even the Roman
spirit
gods
form,
too. So.
Exactly. In spirit form. And so I think what I wanted to see happen was another set of games, even if it was only two. I don't even care if they decided to do them for the Vita.
Although Are you serious?
I really don't want to pick one of those up. But what I want out of that story is not to go back and go through... you know, Kratos being fooled by Ares. Because I saw that in flashbacks in the first game. I get it. I don't have to play it. I don't need puzzles to get me to that point. I don't need to be running through Sparta and you know, earning people's fear and all that kind of stuff.
Wow,
what I want...
I just had a really funny thought.
What I want... Was it Kratos going, "This is Sparta!"
No, I saw the opening being really awesome and then the theme song from Living Single coming on. And then being We are living Sparta.
Oh my god. You're so random.
I totally just had that happen.
You are so random.
Like head. Kratos in like the living room with Queen Latifah.
Oh, hitting on Maxine. Anyway.
Sup, baby.
What I want is, you know, Kratos' fall from being a god and getting back to, you know, being
back mortal. To life?
No.
Back to reality?
No. Being mortal and now having to deal with the ramifications. Because all of the real gods are gone.
And he killed some titans, too.
He killed a chunk of titans.
No, titans. I mean, Gaia's still around, but she's the fucking Earth. And she's kind of...
Gaia kind of got fucked, though.
She's kind of rough.
We kind of fucked up Gaia, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so really, and even though hope exists in the world, Athena's still a spirit, and she's really all that's left. And so what I really want to see is Kratos fighting with himself over the fact that there's still a god left in some form, being Athena. And really, if, you know, the world is going to be ruled by man and that choice, rallying a new army and you know, doing stuff to land.
How do you fight a spirit?
I don't know. She keeps popping up. Maybe Ghostbusters. Maybe that's the crossover.
Go grab a vacuum. Let's do experiments.
For science. You know, so for me, I don't necessarily see Naughty Dog killing off Nathan Drake. They very well could. Okay? But here's the thing. In order to keep the Uncharted name going, then you need another Drake, which means he's gonna have to knock up somebody.
So he knocks up the blonde bitch. We know that he's... Or Chloe. Oh, he can knock out both of them. And they both have babies at the exact same time. And then they're the Drake sons. Drake and Drake. The mysteries of Drake and Drake. And they solve mysteries with their dog, Scrappy.
Uncharted. Did you just say they solve mysteries with their dog, Scrappy?
Yep.
Okay.
Scrappy was now an old dog. It does that whole roof and his ears come, but he doesn't do a lot. He's really just kind of a mascot.
It's just a working idea for you right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh my god, they both have two sets of twins, two chicks and two dudes. And then we have like this horde of Drake progeny that climb things and solve mysteries and duck walk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Okay. I'm just going to leave that alone. So that kicks off Holiday. Then you follow that up with Modern Warfare 3. Ouch, in the pocket.
For you.
You follow that up with Saints Row the Third.
See, another ouch. See, all these ouches are really for you because you have the money to get ouched from.
Well, no, because we both need to play Saints Row together.
Where am I getting the money out of my ass? That's what I thought. So, continue. What else is going to hurt your holiday? Because that's certainly not hurting mine.
No, it's gonna hurt my holiday because I got to get two copies of that because I need somebody to play.
I know. I want...
And I know how bad you want to.
I want to smack people with that purple dildo. I want to walk down the street and just smack bitches with dildos. And the Apocalypse.
And the Apocalypse is a cool weapon. So, you've got Saints Row the Third. And then, of course, you also have Assassin's Creed Revelation. And that just is the first 2 weeks of the month. Broke bitch November.
Broke bitch mountain.
It is.
That's where she's
living. And I'm eating raw.
Something's gonna go down in the tent.
Something is gonna go down in the tent. It's not gonna be my gamer score.
Ah, nope. That can only go up.
I know.
I'm so glad you can't detract from GamerScore, like, when you do really bad douchey things.
It's like minus 10 GamerScore.
No, they should do that for douchebags who, like, say really bad things to other players, minus 5 GamerScore. It's like, yeah, and you get some DB score because you're a douchebag.
Yep, your DB score goes up. It's like, way up.
My douchebag to GamerScore ratio
is horrible.
It's horrible.
I'm kind of a mean person. I should work on that.
It's like, I'm not preferred by a lot of players.
No.
Well, I am, actually.
You are.
Keep referring me.
I am. When I
have you rated me? Did you rate me?
No, you didn't rate me.
All right, I'll rate you after the show.
All right, fine. So the second thing, if I can actually breathe after Uncharted, I'm probably going to be, like, I don't want to say balls deep. I'm going to say knees deep.
You don't have balls.
Ovaries are just internal nads.
But those are higher than regular balls.
I know. That's so, you know, the deepness is, like, deep. It has depth. It's, like, deep. although I'm short, so, you know, I mean, work it out. But I will probably be knees deep in Modern Warfare 3 for quite some time, because I love running through
Hey, let's play a quick game. So, out of everything that's coming out of Holiday, in what order? Like, if they all just magically appeared before you?
Like, if a box just came and was like, here's all of Holiday!
Yes. Which game would you play first?
Through to completion, or just to try it out?
Through to completion. Like, the first... Or actually, for Impulse, first game you would pick up at... Like, say they're all the limited, awesome, swank editions. Which one would you pick up first to open? I'm curious.
Probably Assassin's Creed. Probably.
Really? I really thought you'd open Uncharted 3 first.
I had to think about it there, because it's between those two. Because I have the limited edition of Uncharted 3 and Assassin's coming. Ultimately, for me, I am a little bit more engrossed in the Assassin's franchise than Uncharted. I've played Assassin's 1, 2, and 3. Well... I've played Assassin's 1, 2, and Brotherhood. I even played the Facebook application to get the stuff.
Yep, I did that too.
Put in through Brotherhood. You know, what would be really unfair is if, you know, Fable 3 had actually come out for this holiday, because then it really would have been Fable.
Really?
On top of... Yeah, I really enjoy Fable. I really do. And... I think for me, like, on my...
Don't forget that Journey's coming eventually.
Yeah, I know. And I'm looking forward to Journey, too. But,
Don't stop believing!
But with those guys in front of me, it really would have been Assassins or Uncharted. And ultimately, I think, you know, as far as your question, like, the first on Impulse, which one would I pick up? It would be Assassins. Mostly because I'm just a little bit more drawn to Ezio... The story, Desmond, and for me...
Desmond stabbing that bitch at the end.
And for me, with my design background, I'm much more drawn into the history, the artistry, the tap into history in Assassins. That's Holiday in a nutshell. Obviously, I will be making use of... I think you should make use of my GameFly account for Holiday.
I think I probably should, because...
Yeah.
I'm not going to own any of these.
Yeah, I will slap those guys into there, and so, you know.
Merry Christmas, I get a GameFly account! So yes. I'm not completely out of the loop.
Exactly. And then that way...
That still mildly depresses me.
Well, here's the thing. The other thing to keep in check, which is kind of cool, you also have the ability to do 3DS game rentals, because they added that to GameFly now, so...
Get out.
Nope, serious.
GTFO.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's my place. You GTF.
Fine, I will.
No, not right now. We're doing the podcast. So that's Holiday. Nutshell. So we had a destruction in the family. Eshdog, as much as we love her.
I call her Bitchy McBitcher Bitch.
destroyed one of Pandalicious's controllers.
Mm.
And
wait, why is this introduction prevalent to the destruction of mine? Because this gadget isn't mine. It's
right,
yours.
But it has lended itself to fixing, or at least addressing, your issue.
Okay.
So, I was in the market anyway for a new controller for my Xbox 360.
Because she has small hands, and that's her excuse for some poor gameplay.
It's not my excuse for poor gameplay.
It's my hands are so little, I can't hold this controller. My hands are so...
No, it's not that I can't hold the controller. It's that I have difficulty, especially now with these nails. I have difficulty moving a lot. Strafing and moving and targeting and weapon switching.
Twister for your hands.
It is. It's like, you know, twister for my hands. And if I do it for more than an hour, I get a nasty cramp again because, you know...
You get gamer claw.
Well, I don't get gamer claw. The problem is because of the trunk being stuck...
Can you not do that to your fingers? It creeps me the fuck out.
Dude, because of the trunk being shut on my fingers, because of the mass of the controller, it gets very uncomfortable for me. And so I don't move as fast. So it's not that my hands are small.
Well, they are small.
That's not my excuse for poor gamership. And I really don't have an excuse for poor gamership. I just have a reason sometimes that I suck out loud.
Sucking out loud. Brought to you by
pause, and I go and I do something else.
She sticks her hands in ice.
Sometimes I do.
Ice me!
It does. It helps. Big time. But I was in the market for a new controller for my Xbox 360, and I was looking at two controllers. I was looking at the Silver Special Edition. I call it Special Edition because they call it Limited Edition or whatever. Controller that Microsoft came out with that had the adjustable D-pad. So you could actually spin the D-pad and the buttons would fly up. They'd raise up a little bit more. So you'd have a little bit better control of the D-pad, which comes in handy when you're doing fighter games, which, let's face it, typically are my bread and butter, fighters and rhythm games. And so the D-pad control would be something that would be important to me because I find that when I'm using a controller and playing Mortal Kombat, I don't have quite the control that I'm used to having, which is why I like doing it with a joystick better. So I was looking at that controller, which is your typical $60 controller. And then I was looking at one from Razer, which we've spent time at a bunch of different shows. PAX East.
I used to have Piranha headsets. The Piranha headset, which I loved. And I did a review about years ago.
Yeah.
I loved it. I still wish I had it. I liked the blue LED.
Yeah. Razer just has a fantastic
style. Rest in peace, Piranha headset. Rest in peace.
Yep. Razer has
I want the Megalodon, like that huge one that like adds 50 pounds to your head, but it's totally worth it. If you guys are listening, I'll review.
Yeah, like, Razer, if you want to send a Megalodon for review, we'll be
Megalodon.
Happy.
Megalodon!
Pandalicious will be all over that review in,
oh
like,
my god,
24
hours. I will take it out for a nice seafood dinner and call it the day after. Just
yeah,
to see how
classy.
It is.
That's yeah. classy.
It is.
Because
I'm Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ron Burgundy? And then I was looking at the Anza from Razer, which we got treated to a view of that. I want to say at CES a couple of years ago when they were still working it out. Then we spent some time with them at PAX East last year going over it, and I was sold on the controller then. They were still trying to get some things finalized because they knew they weren't going to be able to get the controller approved for tournament play. And the major reason that is because of how much customization is available in the controller. So I went back and forth between the two, and really what sealed the deal for me, to be honest, was Gears. Like, I was finding that I was not able to do weapon switches and get in and out of cover as fast as I'd like.
And maybe you'll actually do active reloads now.
I'm getting better at active reloads, actually. But finally, that was the one that really kind of clinched it for me of what I really wanted out of my controller. Don't put your head down.
I still can't believe that you were not active.
Dude, I wasn't. I wasn't active reloading. I was just, you know, balls to the wall, like, ha, 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 duck and cover. That's what cover is for.
You were wasting seconds.
Anyway,
so many precious
I'm not wasting time anymore. Because I ended up making my decision and ordering the Razer Anza. Now, what was really cool for me is, one, it's a cheaper controller, actually, than the Microsoft ones. One, because it's not wireless. And the main reason that it's not wireless, and I remember when I was actually sitting down and talking with Bob, the Razer guy, who's the president of the company, who is totally a gamer. And so for me, anything that I can get from Razer, I do when I can, because they are really by gamers for gamers, which I really love. But they were talking and they said, we really wanted to produce a controller that had no latency, that had no lag, and was comfortable in the hand so that you could sit for 4 hours, 5 hours, and not have gamer claw.
What? You had to work today, not after putting your hands on this week, puppy.
And so, you know, I've got the controller in my hand now. I'll make sure to post some photos. But it is really very comfortable in the hand. It's very light. It is made of some really fantastic stuff. The cord is actually braided. And it is super long, and you can actually buy an extension. So if you have a really, really long gamer room,
if you got it like that,
you can comfortably be far, far away
on your love sack.
It does not feel cheap.
It doesn't look cheap.
It doesn't look cheap. What's gorgeous is that the action buttons don't sit out as high as they do on the regular Xbox controller. And at first I thought that was a little weird, but really it's actually very comfortable. For where the arcs are in the controller, they're a little bit different than the Xbox controller.
It looks a little boxier, actually.
It is a little bit boxier, which is way more comfortable for my hands. And, you know, you can try it out as well. It actually is more comfortable in my hand than the traditional Xbox controller. No, you can't have it! But what's amazing about it is the analog sticks actually have customizable...
I'm making an O-face while I play with the analog sticks.
Yeah, have a customizable grip control. So if, like me, you find that when you're strafing or when you're moving...
is that how it's supposed to sound?
Yes, it clicks when you do that. Okay, you can actually loosen the action or tighten the action. So if you're like me and you find that you're jumping when you mean to just be slightly moving, you can actually make one of your thumbsticks looser than the other or tighter than the other, which is phenomenal. Have better control.
Does the emblem light up at night?
The emblem itself does not light up. However, the action buttons do. So okay. If you are doing some nighttime gaming, your X, B, Y, and A buttons actually light up.
Do they light up in the color that the...
And they light up in their color. So you're red, you've got a red, you've
you
got...
a red yellow. B, a green A, yep. A blue X, exactly. And a yellow Y.
So again, if you're doing nighttime play, very easily visible so that you can see. You actually have two sets of shoulder buttons on this controller. The lower set are your traditional LB and RB, left bumper, right bumper. But then the upper buttons are actually programmable buttons. So I can actually program a reload or a program an action button to the shoulder.
Have you noticed that you go to touch your program buttons when you mean to press your...
My first half hour of playing with it, yes. Afterwards, no. Because the triggers are directly below that. So with my fingers on the trigger, I just instinctively feel
the first one are the ones that you want to tap.
Exactly.
All right.
So it took me a second for sure.
I'm glad to see that they also made the back and start button bigger.
Yep,
put it in bigger. A bigger position than between the X
exactly.
button.
So the start and the back buttons are actually at the bottom of the controller, below your analog stick, as opposed to being right next to the X button power on button, which I much prefer because it makes switching back for things, skipping videos easier. I'm not, you know, reminding myself to dodge another button so I don't hit that instead or trying to use a nail. It's just instinctively back at the bottom, right underneath the D-pad, so I can actually just slice my finger over. The D-pad itself is not a connected D-pad. You have individual buttons for your D-pad. I could only see this being a little bit of an issue if you were doing something like a fighter, but as I started rolling my fingers around, I'm like, no, actually it makes more sense because now I can do, you know, like I was running my fingers over, you know, how would I do in a Hadouken? And so I was like,
downright fierce.
Yeah, I am downright fierce, but it works actually. You would think that being disconnected, you would have a little bit of lag, but you don't. Their action is phenomenal. And then you actually have an additional set of programmable buttons that are actually on the underside of the controller. And I think that this is really where things like your Modern Warfares and your Gears and your Halos will actually get some serious payoff. Because these buttons underneath here are also programmable. You have a LED area underneath that you can actually see what you're programming it to do. So there are some things that are built in, like your triggers. So if you are having problems with Gamer Claw, you can actually set the underside buttons to be your triggers. So instead of having to do this with your index fingers, you can actually set it so that your middle fingers are your triggers underneath. Or if you're finding that you're having a problem with one hand over the other, you can set that to be something else. So all of your standard buttons, your A, B, X, Y, are there. Your right-left bumpers are set there. Your ability to set it as back or start. So if I wanted to put my back button underneath, I could do that as well. And then I also have other customizable things that I can do with those buttons. So I was actually surprised that it came in this week because it's actually been on back order. And I've been looking at this controller for a while, and it had been on back order literally every month that I was like, I think this might be the month that I get it. When I finally placed the order, I figured, you know, if it came in before December, that would be cool. Right now, this is being back-ordered well into October. So my surprise, when it actually showed up on Friday, it is going to be my go-to controller. I really thought that I was going to be put off by the non-wireless thing. I'm not. It's comfortable in my hand. I can play with it longer. I love that I can actually, you know, dial my strafe as a little bit tighter and my movement actually is a little bit looser. I think that it will allow me to really take my shooter action to another level.
You mean a better level?
You know, sometimes you're a dick. I don't have anything else to say. I really love the Razer Anza. I'm definitely telling you, if you're an action gamer and you're not doing tournament play, because you absolutely cannot use this controller in tournament play, they will laugh at you just because of all the program pieces that you have. If you have a chat pad, you cannot use the chat pad.
I was about to say, it wouldn't fit.
It does not fit. With this controller.
Were you trying to fit it?
No, absolutely not. The moment I looked at it, I was like, nope, not going to fit. One, it doesn't have a place for the grabs to actually grab on because they're in different spaces here. The structure is different, so you cannot use the chat pad with it. But to be honest, I very rarely use my chat pad.
I was only using the chat pad when I didn't have a good mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a good mic now. So I don't type any messages.
Yeah.
Unless it's a short, hey.
Exactly. So, you know, you're not missing anything there. It is a solid, solid controller. It was absolutely worth the $50 that I put down on it. I absolutely love it. I recommend it highly as a buy if you play any kind of action game.
And if you have money.
Yeah, if you have a job, the Razer Anza does not disappoint. It absolutely does not. Once you register it online, you get a year warranty with it. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
Okay.
Love it.
Wonderful.
So there's my gadget. Yeah. I can't wait to play more games with it.
You mean play any game with it?
More games with it. Because right now I've only played Gears with it. Next up on deck, I'm actually going to go back through a couple of my fighters with it to try out the D-pad piece. To see how that works. So I'm thinking of putting Bayonetta back up on deck and probably Bulletstorm.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Speaking about good luck, you have an anime.
Of good luck. I know, it's all Ninja Sister this episode because I've been doing more things than just Gears. Mostly because those things happened before Gears. Yeah. So I had watched an anime series and I had actually watched this one. Don't act like you can sleep. You need to interact. So wake up. The series is called Good Luck, Ninomiya-kun.
Did you guys see my segue there? Did you see that? Under the joke? Did you see that? That was even before Under the Joke, by the way.
Just thought. You're just inventing Under the Joke jokes now. And
I have coined that, Pandalicious 2011.
Really? Did you trademark it? Did you service mark it? I don't think you did.
Shh. I need the money for that. Can you give it to me? Can I have some money?
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Anyway, talk about it.
We'll have to break down what my royalty distribution will be.
I coined it. What kind of royalty?
But I'm giving you the money to service market.
So that would make you what? Like a...
I want at least a 15% stake. I'm fronting the money. All right. Anyway. So the main character in this anime series I find to be ridiculously interesting. So his name is Shingo Ninomiya. And your introduction to him is, first of all, off the wall. It starts, and you're obviously in the Antarctic, and there's a polar bear. And he's, like, in a parka, and he's fighting this polar bear. And so the first thing, and you even said it, I think, when you saw the thing, the first piece of the episode, you're like, is this a Tekken?
I totally thought he was fighting Kuma.
I know. And he defeats this polar bear.
Where's that king? No, it's Kuma.
Yeah, it's Kuma. And he defeats the polar bear, knocks him out, and he's like, you'll wake up soon, and I'm really sorry, but, you know, it's part of my training, thank you so much. And he turns around, and he starts, you know, calling out for his sister. So my first thing was, I thought that he was, like, protecting his sister from this bear, even though it said it was part of his training. And then you turn around, and there's, like, a bear that's, like, 3 times bigger than the bear that he just defeated.
I'd say 5 times bigger than the
like,
bear.
Like, knocked the fuck out, and his sister's on top laughing at him, going, it took you that long to defeat that little baby bear? I guess we're going to have to do some more kind of training with you because you're kind of an asshole and you're like, what is going on? Like, is there like a league of people who fight polar bears?
There's a lot of dudes who go into the woods and just punch bears.
Oh, I was not aware of this. So you jump into the series and basically it's an ecchi. It is. It's got a harem element because there are a lot of girls that really like Nanomiya. Some of them don't realize that they do.
Oh, they do.
Most of them realize that they do, but can't get them, but still want them. And it's basically a Chobits type. Okay, so there's some action, but it's more situational comedy.
Okay.
That lends itself to girls getting naked, or at least baring their boobs, or boobs getting exposed.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about it is the title itself basically tells you what you're getting set up for. Like, this guy is going to be put into all kinds of unfortunate situations, none of which are his making, because he really, at his core, is a gentleman and a nice guy. Like, he gets tortured by a bunch of girls at school because they know that he won't hurt them and he won't fight back. So, like, there are times where, like, they will chase him down, tie him up, and, like, one girl who wants him will, like, force him to look at her panties and stuff. And he's like, I don't want to see that. I don't
want
to look
at that. Yeah, hot guy that I want. Look at my vagina. I'm going to give it to you, but look
and
at
like,
it.
All the girls behind her are like, oh my God, you're so brave and you're so bold. And I'm like, you're standing there looking at her panties too, because you're like right there. And at one point, like, he will dislocate his shoulder to get out of the ropes so he doesn't, one, have to see something indecent, and two, doesn't have to, like,
we
hurt somebody else.
We want to spoil your purity. Look at my badge.
Now I don't get it either. You know, it's... But
maybe I should try this technique.
What? Please don't.
Man, who's that? It's like, I'm just gonna have him look at my panties for like an hour. Don't mind me. Yeah. Play your gears.
But what is interesting is that one day, as this stuff is happening, he's basically tasked with a mission to protect this one girl named Mayu. Interesting thing about Mayu is she's a succubus. Which means she, you know, seduces men and takes their life energy.
She makes men go boing boing. Right. And then she feeds off that boing boing energy. Boing. Give me that energy. Give it.
Right.
Give it to me.
Right.
Now.
And she's cute. She's, you know, young looking, probably, I would say, around the 15, 16.
So in some countries, she's legal.
Right. When you first meet her, she is basically wearing an apron
dress
thing.
I think those are super cute.
And
she wears one in Chobits, by the way.
And she has a small problem in that she can't really control her powers as a succubus yet. So
yeah, no, neither can I. I'm having a hard time getting my succubus powers to turn on.
I think you need succubi for dummies.
So if I have a PDF form, because I can't afford to buy the book.
You might want to check the bookstore on your phone. You might be able to find it there in, like, the bargain bin for $4.99. I'll gift you some credits so you can get it. But deal with your shame. Look, your hat fell off because
it's
so full of shame.
Give me the cone of shame.
I do not like the cone of shame. But she ends up needing to be protected because while guys are unbelievably drawn to her,
she is scared fuckless.
She is terrified of them. Actually has never actively, successfully taken life force, so she's petrified of them. And Nanomiya's whole responsibility is to keep her safe and keep her away from dudes and help her get to manage her power.
So he needs to keep scummy dudes and dudes who are attracted to her away.
Yes.
But also let her get close enough to him to learn how to suck out life force effectively?
Yes, and get over her fear of dudes.
Mm-hmm, right.
Fear of dudes. So, as part of her training...
I fear lack of dudes. That's what I fear.
She's forced to sleep in the same bed as Nanomiya.
Oh, yeah, I'm forced to lay with you.
Her brother, who is an incubus, which means that women are drawn to him and he sucks their life seeds, moves in.
They're not, I wish they
with
were real.
Nanomiya, his sister, and Mayu, all in the same house. And Nanomiya's sister and Mayu's brother decide that the first night that they move in, that Mayu and Nanomiya should not only sleep in the same bed that's now in a
heart-shaped
bed. Yeah, basically, like the entire thing, they're just trying to set them up to bone. Like, the entire time, basically. and they are not, even though Nonomiya sometimes wants to. And then there's another succubus that's in there that kind of wants Nonomiya too. And then there's another girl that's like kind of sort of in his memory that he can't remember, that he sort of made a promise to.
It always starts with a childhood promise.
Yeah,
pretty much. Now, did I make any promises as a child? Nope.
No.
And
no.
If I did, that's, I don't remember them.
So if you have Crunchyroll, it's definitely worth checking out. The entire series run is there, so you can get through the whole story. It is funny at times. Don't take it too seriously, and you'll have a ball with it. And he just ends up in all kinds of like weird situations with really weird different girls, and it's just, it's really funny. It's, I think, probably one of the most enjoyable things that I've seen that's based off of a light novel in a while. So, yeah. You know, you can follow up on other stuff that we talk about, write about, think about, all that good stuff on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co, that is ESH.co, the shortest will bounce into the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. Any questions or comments, go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes for free, so go there, put us in that search, find that subscribe button, and click it.
All right, well, since you did that, I don't have to tell them to do that.
Nope.
But if you can also find us in the Zune Marketplace doing the same thing, searching for Electric Sisterhood and hitting the subscribe button there, because we're available there as well. But if you don't want to do that,
you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you might want to look at everybody else who flies underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh, although we are kind of like the first. We are the founding.
We are like the stadium that the other shows play football in.
I like that. So we have new shows that go out on Mondays for your consumption with awesome sauce on the side.
I made a football reference.
Yeah, I know. I'm so proud of you. I really am. You're coming along. Your development is phenomenal. Really. Gold star for you.
Yay!
On Tuesday, you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast hosted by King Baby Duck, who's one of our homies. You can get more dudes in your week with their perspective on stuff like...
So can I get some dudes with some side of dudes with dudes on the side? Yeah, come here on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's basically all you got to do. And then, you know, you get their take on sports and anime and movies and music theater. And, you know, yeah, they do theater too, which we don't do. That, because, you know, we let the boys do it. Then on Wednesday, to get your gadget gear geek on, you've got the Geek Aggro podcast.
Or said geek going. If you were going to say all those G's.
I know. I was trying to figure out the right G combination and my brain just wasn't. It was like, but Geek Aggro goes out with new episodes on Wednesday. And then for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we write on our respective websites. If you want to find it in one spot, you can, landofesh.com. You can also pick up a copy of our magazine with a new issue on the way soon. It's in the works. It is like awesome sauce by itself, which we all know is pretty awesome. So you want to make sure that you're getting those issues as they become available. It's pretty awesome. Just saying. Then there's the stuff that we write on our independent websites, which you can all check out. I highly recommend that you bookmark them. I do. It's good stuff, people. So you want to do that. You can follow us on Twitter if you want to check out the entire list of the team that makes Esh what it is. You can go to my page, twitter.com/ninjasister, and follow everyone on the Land of Esh list. You can also interact with us on our Facebook page. You can ask us questions, interact with the stuff that we put out. Occasionally we have contests there and give away free shit, which is kind of awesome. Because we're kind of awesome. Actually, we're all kinds of awesome. So that's all the independent ways that you can check in with us. Pretty damn cool, I'd have to say. So, shit, you're digging this week, Panda.
Important Things by Dimitri Martin.
I knew you were going to say that. You've just been watching that like crazy.
It's like, because there are three ways that we could end this show. I could talk about that. We could do your shit, your dig, or we could do jokes. I guess I should ask you what shit you're digging, because that'd be kind of rude.
To be honest, I'm really digging my Razor Anza. I didn't think it was going to make that big of a difference in my comfort level, but it does. I really enjoy the controller. I'm so glad that I picked it up. I'm so glad that it came in when it did. I'm digging the hell out of it.
So well, don't dig it, because it'll be underground.
No, I'll dig it out.
of the ground because it's so awesome.
Exactly.
Like treasure. Like pirates digging up treasure.
Doubloons.
Got it.
So with that, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out until next week, people.
Peace.